everywhere the tiles had been, there were puddles of lava. And where the rugs had been, there were now real stones, barely big enough for one or two children if they were standing very close. The lava would bubble and hiss now and then, just to make it even scarier. "Did one of you do this?" asked Mildred, thinking it was some sort of a trick. But the two boys, who had started off on different rugs, were now clinging together on the same rug, clutching each other for dear life, shaking like leaves. Fire. How could they be in a room of fire again? And they were frozen just like before. It filled the boys with terror. "I don't think Mrs. Wobbles is going to be happy about this," said Mildred. "But where could Mrs. Wobbles be? And how could they get to her? And what about the other children? And how long could they stand on the stones anyway?" That question was answered quickly when the lava began to swell and Mildred's stool, which had been on the one protected pocket, began to melt and burn up. "Quick," said Stevie. "Leap, Mildred, leap! Jump onto our rock!"